Hey y'all, how we doing? Joel Pilka with the Crush Life Podcast, back at it in the morning, headed to the gym. Man, driving around in Nebraska is great because you could just make a left turn and you're in the middle of the cornfields. So you're just out in the middle of nowhere, and it's easier to think that way. Less distractions. It's beautiful. I'll drive down. I just did it. I'll drive down to just a random road. These are all gravel roads, and sit under a tree on the side of the road and just the quiet, because it's a great place to get quiet. You can get into a place where cars don't drive by, you know, for a while, which just happened. I was over there for 15, 20 minutes, you know, just kind of reading, waking up, and, you know, just out in the country, and nobody drove by. It was great. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. Quickly, yesterday I posted something about, you know, it maybe had a little bit of vulnerability to it, and I had some people reach out, and some of you saw it. And Marty, I appreciate it. And some others, Brian, I appreciate. And Scott, I appreciate, you know, just kind of like reaching out. That was awesome. And some other people online, but you guys directly reached out. And I just wanted to share, I don't usually do that. And it was great. It was great. And I want to encourage men, especially, to post things or reach out if we're struggling. I mean, I wasn't completely struggling, but I just had a little feeling about like chasing my dreams and this and that. And it had people reach out to connect, and it really touched home. You know, sometimes we have doubts, and even as men, a lot of us, we just push that stuff down. We don't really talk about it, especially with other guys, our emotions, our fears, our worries. We talk about it sometimes, but, you know, everybody has their own stuff. And a lot of times a buddy will give you a little bit of advice and then kind of slap you, you know, silly and say, you know, get over it, straighten up, come on, let's go, which is fair. You know, whatever, that's just how we are. But it is also nice for guys with compassion and empathy and heart to reach out and be like, hey, Bubba, how you doing? You good? Let's roll. Come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going. And we need that. And so I would just encourage you to, if you are down on something, there's somebody out there. And a lot of times it might not be your family or your closest friends, but there's somebody out there that has gone through it or can help you or feels like talking. And we don't always feel like talking. I don't always feel like talking, but you never know. So two ways. I encourage you to ask for help, even if it's online, or, you know, be the one who reaches out when you see somebody being a little bit, you know, vulnerable or asking for help. And maybe it's something, just reach out, because I really appreciated it. I was thinking about that this morning, and you know what? It just made me smile. It made me in a good mood, because there's people out there that you can tap into at any time. And a lot of times we forget about it. Anyway, I'm heading into the gym, y'all. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to crush life.